Talk Radio.
Yeah. How's everybody? I'm back. And I also got a front. So back and front. But right now I got the front looking at you guys and girls and wonderful souls. Come on, Frankie. Lighten them up. Come on, Frankie. Do it. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow. Okay, that's it, Frankie. Gotta get on with the show. Hello, world. This is me. How is the world today? We're alive. We're healthy, and health comes from mentally how we feel. Right? Right. So I'm going to get on with the show, but first I got to tell you something very interesting. Someone on my Facebook or somebody wanted some prayers and asked everybody to give this person, they had a lot of aggravations, that they needed some prayers, and everybody was sending this person prayers and everything. And I happened to get an interesting one on my Facebook that I read to this person, and I printed it out for him. And it says this, because he was going through a bad time. Good morning. This is God. I will be handling all your problems today. I will not need your help, so relax and have a great day. Really helped. It really helped. Really did help. You know what I mean? I'm going to repeat it again because we've got a few more people that have got, hello people and everything in the world. I'm going to read it again. Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today. I will not need your help, so relax and have a great day. Okay, and we're going to talk about Rumi. And I really like this person. 25 life-changing lessons to learn from this man, Rumi. Okay, true theory is what... Study me as much as you like. You will not know me, for I differ in 100 ways from what you see to be. Put yourself behind my eyes and see me as I see myself. For I have chosen to dwell in a place you cannot see. And Rumi says that. Thank you. Actually, Rumi was a 13th century Persian poet, jurist, theologian, and Sufi mystic, who, in my personal opinion, wrote some of the most beautiful, most profound words that were ever written. You won't believe it. How much wisdom and how so much power is in his words. It's incredible. Today, I would like to share with you 25 life-changing lessons to learn from Rumi. Lessons that have the power, inspire, and empower you to live a more authentic, beautiful, loving, and meaningful life. Enjoy. Here we go. And this is by Luminita Suvik. Thank you for that, Luminita. Number one, stop acting so small. You are the universe, and you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You're not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. You sit here for days saying, this is strange business. You're the strange business. You have the energy of the sun in you, but you keep knotting it up at the base of your spine. You're some weird kind of gold that wants to stay melted in the furnace so you won't have to become coins. Why should I stay at the bottom of a well when a strong rope is in my hand? Become the sky. Take an axe to the prison wall. Escape. Do you know what you are? You are a manuscript of a divine letter. You are a mirror reflecting a noble face. This universe is not outside of you. Look inside yourself. Everything that you want, you are already that. Two, your job is to live your life in a way that makes sense to you, not to them. Wow. So start a huge, foolish project like Noah. It makes absolutely no difference what people think of you. Three, never give up on yourself. When you go through a hard period, when everything seems to oppose you, when you feel you cannot even bear one more minute, never give up, because it is time and place that the course will divert. Sorrow prepares you for joy. It violently sweeps. It violently sweeps everything out of your house so that new joy can find space to enter. It shakes the yellow leaves from the bow of your heart so that the fresh green leaves can grow in their place. It pulls up the rotten roots so that new rots hidden beneath have room to grow. Whatever sorrow shakes from your heart, far better things will room to grow. Whatever sorrow shakes from your heart, far better things will take their place. Dance when you're broken up. Dance if you turn the bandage off. Dance in the middle of the fighting. Dancing when you're perfectly free. Four, ignorance is God's prison. That's what he says, Rumi. Ignorance is God's prison. Knowing is God's palace. Five, the treasures that cannot be found outside of you can't even compare with the treasures that can be found inside of you. You wander from room to room, hunting for the diamond necklace that is already around your neck. If you knew yourself for even one moment, if you could just glimpse at your most beautiful face, maybe you wouldn't slumber so deeply in the house of clay. Why not move into your house of joy and shine into the crevice? For you are the secret treasure bearer and always have been. Didn't you know? Everything in the universe is within you. Ask all from yourself. Why are you so enchanted by this world when a mine of gold lies within you? You go from village to village on your horse asking everyone, "Has anyone seen my horse?" Don't knock at any random door like a beggar. Reach your long hand out to another door. Beyond where you go on the street where everyone says, "How are you?" And no one says, "How aren't you?" There is a fountain inside you. Don't walk around with an empty bucket. Well, you know, I'm reading this and I'm saying, this reminds me of The Secret. And it reminds of the creative visualization by Shakti Gawain. It means that running around, even mentioning, "Where's my gold necklace?" It's around you. In other words, you're already there. Your vibration is already there. Okay, when you let go of who you are, you become who you might be. So, 15 things you should give up in order to be happy. Knock, and you'll open the door, vanish. and he'll make you shine like the sun fall. And he'll raise you to the heavens, become nothing, and he'll turn you into everything. Forget safety. Live where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. Be notorious. Don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. Set your life on fire. Seek those who fan your flames. Be melting snow. Wash yourself of yourself. Okay, Rumi, we're going on to number 7. I hope you're listening up there. On the other side, number 7. There is something you can do better than anyone else. Yes. Everyone has been made for some particular work. And the desire for that work has been put in every heart. Be a lamp, or a lifeboat, or a ladder. Help someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd. Number 8. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Title. As you start to walk out on the way appears. Listen. 347-826-7154. I'm going to repeat. If you want to listen, call that number. 347-826-7154. I won't bother you, but you can listen like everybody else listens. When you commit to something, do it with all your heart. And as we know, the heart is more intelligent than the mind. Half-heartedness doesn't reach into majesty. You set out to find God, but then you keep stopping for long periods at mean-spirited roadhouses. When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy. When action comes from another section, the feeling disappears. The soul is where we all have to go. The soul is where we have to go. It rhymes a little. Wherever you are, and whatever you do, be in love. Be the love that you are, is my words. And when you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you. I'm going to repeat that. A joy. When action comes from another section, the feeling disappears. Number 10. Good things come to an end so that better things can fall together. So do not grieve. Anything you lose comes around in another form. And it's true. When I was 45 years old, I had to get rid of all the people that were in my life. To raise my vibration, it was sad and hurt that I was on a lower with all these friends. So I had to get rid of them all. And when I was alone for 3 months, and after 3 months, some new vibration, a higher vibration came in, and I had new friends, and they were a higher vibration. So sometimes you got to do what you got to do to raise your vibration. 11. The wound is the place where the light enters you. What hurts you blesses you. Darkness is your candle. Where there is a rune, there is hope for a treasure. Okay, I got to turn the page. Don't turn away. Keep your gaze on the bandaged place. That's where the light enters you. Grief can be the guardian of compassion. If you keep your heart open through everything, Your pain can become your greatest ally in your life search for love and wisdom. You have to keep breaking your heart until it opens. Number 12, do what you love and do it with love. Let the beauty we love do what we do. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. Be occupied, then, with what you really value, and let the thief take something else. Number 13. Think less, feel more. Very important, ladies and gentlemen, and souls, of course. Reason is powerless in the expression of love. The more we think, the more it confuses us. But when we get into our heart, it comes more clear. That isn't Rumi, that was me speaking, by the way. Put your thoughts to sleep. Do not let them cast a shadow over the moon of your heart. Let go of thinking. I mean this. Only from the heart can you touch the sky. And I will repeat this. The heart is more intelligent than the mind. Believe me. There is a candle in your heart, ready to be kindled. There is a void in your soul, ready to be filled. You feel it, don't you? Only from the heart can you touch the sky. Be empty of worrying. Think of who created thought. Why did you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? Number 14. Love is worth it all. Gamble everything for love. If you're a true human being, if not, leave this gathering. Let the lover be disgraceful, crazy, absent-minded. Someone sober will worry about events going badly. Let the lover be. Number 15. Appreciate both the good and the bad in your life. The power of gratitude. Why gratitude brings happiness? Because be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. If you are irritated by every rub, how will you be polished? When someone beats a rug, the blows are not against the rug, but against the dust in it. 16. You change your world by changing yourself. Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself. Thank you, Rumi. We are made of love and made to love. How to let go of fear and return to love? We are born of love. Love is our mother, our father. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against love. Through love, all that is bitter will be sweet. Through love, all that is copper will be gold. Through love, all dregs will become wine. Through love, all pain will turn to medicine. I have no companion but love. No beginning, no end, no dawn. The soul calls from within me. You, ignorant of the way of love, set me free. That which is false troubles the heart, but truth brings joyous tranquility. Your soul, number 18, is not of this world. Your body is. All day I think about it. Then at night I say it. Where do I come from? And what am I supposed to be doing? I have no idea. My soul is from elsewhere. I'm sure of that. and I intend to end up there. When I die, I shall soar with angels, and when I die to the angels, what I shall become, you cannot imagine. As far as I am concerned, Rumi, the soul knows all. When you speak to people from different religions, you know that your soul knows what feels good or doesn't feel right. That's when the soul comes in. That's me speaking, by the way. 19, Rumi again. At the soul level, we are all one. And we keep saying that. We are one. We are one. And then people around judging each other? That's not one. One is when we get into our spirit, as far as I'm concerned. This is me again speaking. Okay, Rumi? So, all at the soul level, we are all one, which the soul is a spirit, as far as I'm saying. Now, this is Rumi saying, all religions, all the singing, one song, the differences are just illusion and vanity. The sun's light looks like a little different on this wall than it does on that wall, with a lot different on the other one. But it's still one light. What shall I say, O Muslims? I know not myself. I am neither a Christian, nor a Jew, nor a Zoroastrian, nor a Muslim. I am neither of the East nor of the West. No boundaries exist within my breast. Number 20. Your soul is more precious than anything. You know the value of every article of merchandise, but if you don't know the value of your own soul, it's all foolishness. Number 20. Your soul is more precious than anything. You know the value of every article of merchandise, but if you don't know the value of your own soul, it's all foolishness. Call in 347-826-7154, and I'm on the floor. Come on. Call, well, I know you people. I know you part of the world. You're going to do it all week when you have your time, and I understand. Your soul is more precious than anything. You know the value of every article of merchandise. I repeat, but if you don't know the value of your own soul, I'm going to repeat again, it's all foolishness. 21. Choose your life partner wisely. Title. Take someone who doesn't keep score, who's not looking to be richer or afraid of losing, who has not the slightest interest even in his own personality or hers. He or she is free. So number 22. And I thank you with a hole in my shoe. I will read number 22. I just had to say that, okay. Just to lighten up everybody. I don't know. Real love transcends the material plane. And no matter if your bodies are apart, your souls will forever be connected because we are one again. The soul and spirit are one. And that's called non-judgmental. Number 23. Raise your words, not your voice. Raise your words, not voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Number 24. Silence is the language of God. The wisdom of silence, learning to talk less and say more. Silence is the language of God. All else is poor translation. Well, silence is golden, I can say. Silence is more powerful than speaking, I will say. Rumi, are you listening up there on the other side? Words are pretext. It is the inner bond that draws one person to another, not words. In silence, there is eloquence. Stop weaving and see how the pattern improves. Number 25. Just to be alive is not enough. You think you're alive because you breathe air? Shame on you. That you're alive in such a limited way. Don't be without love. So you won't feel dead. Die in love and stay alive forever. Because unconditional love is the spirit and the soul. This is me speaking, not Rumi again. What is your favorite quote from this Rumi that I finished with? What is the one lesson you have learned from this beautiful, amazing soul? You should share your insights by joining the conversation in the comments section below. What you don't have, ha, 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 but I do. Well, I got Plato too, but I don't know if it's just too much for you guys that I say. One thing I'll say that I've learned what my religion is love. I was blessed, and I hope other people too, that they've had one parent in their life that had unconditional love. I, of course, had my late father was pure, unconditional love. And I'm so eternally grateful that I picked him before I was born. Okay, Plato's most famous quotes that can help us improve our lives. But we've only got a few minutes left, so maybe we'll do Plato next week. And what I would like to say to you all is I gotta get Swami Beyondananda back. Yes. And I hope to get him. I have to give him a call to get him on here. Swami Beyondananda may be on next Monday. We will find out. And I will let you people know. Are you going to cut me off yet? You see, we don't know what this radio station is going to do to you. But shall I put a song on? Yes. What should we put on to make you people happy? Remember the breathing now. I'm going to say it again to you, wonderful souls. Breathing three times, counting up to eight and counting down. I have to tell you, when you have anxiety, to do it. And it's very important. Okay, so here we go. I don't know what song's going to come on. Okay, ending the song. Let's go. Here we are. There's a disc in there. Come on. Let's play. You're going to cut me off. Guess what? I think I've been cut off. Oh, wow. Come on, play. Play. It won't play. Okay. Thank you, everybody. May you all be well. And don't let the turkeys get you down. Da 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 da. Bye. For now, till next week. Okay, I had to Frankie show them all. I think they cut me off. But anyway, there's and so what? My philosophy and my doctrine. Bye, you beautiful souls.